This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Colin McQueen from Amesbury Football, 4-0 on the season and a bye week this weekend.
Hey, how are you, Bill?
I'm good. Well, congratulations to you guys and on what you've been able to accomplish so far this year. And I guess if you looked at your team from an August perspective, where do you think you are now to where you hope to be?
Yeah, I think meeting some of the expectations that we had coming into the year, I think we're a team that likes to take it week by week. I know it's cliche, but you know, we try to prepare ourselves through the offseason. I think these guys had a pretty good offseason. They did the work they needed to do in the weight room. And then since then, it's just been, you know, day by day trying to get better at execution. And they've done a pretty good job at that. The leadership's been solid. And I think if we keep going, you know, the trend is upward, and we should, you know, week by week be ready to compete. And that's what we always want.
From last year's team to this year's team, a very good team last year, what did you have to fill for holes?
Yeah, I think it was just figuring out who was going to carry the ball this year. I mean, we knew that we had guys that were backing up some great backs last year. We had an awesome backfield last year, and a lot of those guys were graduating seniors. But we knew that the guys that were right behind them were going to be ready to go because they've been playing in our system, and the system is the same, you know, and those big linemen now that are seniors, after playing many of them for 3 years, varsity reps on the offensive line, we knew the holes would be good. We knew we had guys that were training very hard in the off season to compete for carries. And now you're seeing with the ball in their hands, you know, what they can do. And even beyond the guys who in August were starters, we've had two of them go down with some pretty substantial injury. The guys who have filled into those roles, they've been ready to go, and they've picked right up where they've left off. And the system is still going, you know, and we're finding the end zone and finishing drives. And if we do that, we got a chance to win every week.
Do your linemen, do you require them to do other things than other linemen might be doing with other offenses?
Yeah, I think, you know, more so, I think it's other programs require linemen to do different things. I think when you're running, you know, spread offense, you got to be able to man block. You got to be able to pass set. You got to be able to run zone schemes. And that puts a lot of pressure on the individual. And we try to approach things a little bit differently schematically. So our guys can utilize angles. They have a toolkit of schemes that they can call when they get to the line. And it's all contingent upon them working together and figuring out how they're going to open up gaps. And they know the tools that they got, you know. So with 3 years of experience for many of them, they've seen every front that you can throw at them, and they do a pretty good job of handling what's in front of them and opening things up for the backs.
Well, Michael Sanchez got 4 touchdowns last week. So tell me about him as a running back.
Yeah, he's a special talent. Just a tremendously gifted sprinter. You know, first and foremost, we've always known that he's fast as heck. And when he gets out in the open field, not many people can catch him. And he's really developed this year. We've seen him kind of turn a corner in terms of his football savvy, you know, and he's able to set up blocks a little bit better. I saw on at least 2 of the touchdowns on toss from Friday night, quarterback Justin Doobie was out in front of him with the Springer block as the last guy, but Mike did a great job of setting him up, you know, not just being straight line fast, but feeling where his blockers are and moving guys around with you know, head fakes and some jab steps. But if he can do that, you know, he creates even more for himself. He's a special player.
So he's running inside as well as the perimeter round end?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Most of what we do is between the tackles. And for him as a fullback, he's primarily a trap fullback. And so it's straight line speed, you know, making one cut at the first or second level and going. You know, he's that type of speed, though. We like to get on the edge at times, and he's able to run toss pretty well and some sweep. And really, we've seen him in a versatile spot. He's been able to jump into the halfback position as well in the last couple of weeks with his brother down and with Shal down. We've had to kind of shuffle some guys around. So he's shown his versatility a little bit in that way, too.
Well, you made a little bit of news as a team last week when you had the first girl score a touchdown for Amesbury football, probably ever, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about that and how that all played out.
Yeah, I mean, DeMonte's awesome. She's a great member of our team, and we were lucky enough, you know, it was just kind of happenstance. Or a lot of bad stuff happened through the COVID pandemic, but the good thing was DeMonte got an opportunity to play with us in the spring, because coming into high school, she was a field hockey player, and She played field hockey in the fall of her freshman year. That was the fall that we did not have football. So in the spring, she decided to throw her hat in the ring and come out here, learn how to lace up the pads and throw her body around a little bit. And she enjoyed it, you know, enough that she actually did go back her sophomore year to field hockey. And then came to us about midway through the year and was like, "Coach, next fall I'm back with you guys. I miss it too much." But she's just a great teammate. She's an inspiration to a lot of people in terms of how she shows up with her quiet work ethic. And she's the same on the football field that she is in the classroom. Outstanding character person, highly competitive in the classroom, highly competitive on the football field. So the team was rooting for her, you know, and it was a dream of hers to get into the end zone. We saw an opportunity, and we had actually practiced it the day before in our walkthrough on air. We kind of had a feeling. So it was one of those things. We ran her out there, kind of visualized things, and it came to fruition on Friday night. It was an exciting time for the team, for her as an individual, and then obviously, you know, for all of us as coaches, we were very happy for her.
So I guess field hockey's just not – you can't hit enough in field hockey for her, I guess, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, other things she talks to us about, she really appreciates the camaraderie and the community that the sport of football lends itself to. And I think that's really what drew her to it. But the physical challenge is certainly something she's up for as well, you know.
All right, speaking of challenges, that's what's up next for you guys with a home game Friday night. Yeah. I guess it's a homecoming or a senior night, rather, Amesbury football this coming Friday night against Linfield. So I guess give us an overview on how you see that matchup.
Yeah, they're a great program, and they have been. You know, they've got great numbers. I think they're one of the only teams, probably them and Essex Tech, I think, that have more than two levels of football in the Cape Ann League. Numbers are down everywhere. They never are there. They got plenty of dudes, and they got great athletes. So we'll have our hands full, certainly. But, you know, we feel that whenever we stick to our plan, we stick to our identity, and we can play mistake-free football, we get a chance to be in any game. So we're hoping for a competitive one like we've gotten in the series over the last couple of years. We're hoping for an exciting one on Friday night.
So how would you define Linfield as a team as far as what they try to do? What do they do that might be a little bit different than some of your other Cape Ann League opponents?
They're just highly skilled. You know, they're an explosive offense. They can score from distance. They bring a pretty tough mentality in terms of how they scheme against us defensively. You know, because Coach Flaherty's been around for long enough that he's one of the few coaches that we face that they've seen the wing tee, they've seen the straight tee, and he knows how to defend it. So they always have a good plan defensively coming in against us. We just got to stick to what we do and continue to try to move forward. But offensively, it's just playmakers everywhere, you know, and that's what it always has been. That quarterback's a great, great decision maker. He does a great job with his feet extending plays, and he hits open receivers, and they can make you pay if they get out in open space.
All right, Coach, here's my last question. So they know you're going to run. Maybe you want to mix it up this coming week and throw the ball a little bit more? I'm just kidding you.
I don't know. Do you want to see that, Bill? I don't know.
No, I want you to do what you want to do. I'm just busting you here, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's as always, we'll take what the defense gives us. If they're going to leave guys uncovered, yeah. You know, last year we had to throw it a little bit against them. 2 years prior, we had to throw it against them a little bit. We'll see. We'll see what opens up.
Well, I was at your North Reading game a year ago over there, and I think one of the big moments in that game is when your quarterback rolled out, wanted to throw, I'm thinking, but maybe did not throw and ended up picking up a huge first down for you guys. Or else maybe he did complete that pass.
He completed one, and the funny thing about that, we didn't call a pass play the whole day. That was like a oh no, I'm getting wrapped up. Got a guy, and thankfully no one was downfield. But yeah, that game we didn't call a single pass play all day.
No, that was a safe pass. Yeah. That was a great pass. Yeah, that was a great play, great read. Yeah, absolutely. Coach, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck on Friday.
All right, thanks so much, Bill. Yeah.
Colin McQueen with us, head football coach at Amesbury High School, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.